Hey everyone, it's me. I just want to say before you listen to the audio that there will be some sort of non-consent in it. However, the listener does actually want the things to happen in the audio. It's not like they're actively voicing their, not giving consent and like saying like they don't want it because they don't want it. But initially, the initiative for things to happen will be technically non-consent, and I just want you to know before you listen, because I know that's not gonna be for everyone, but it has to be that way kind of for the story. But I want you to know that if you're uncomfortable with that kind of topic, you don't have to listen at all. I really want you to, you know, not feel uncomfortable, so this audio might not be for you, but I promise there's more to come for you soon. Yeah, that's kind of a little warning I wanted to give. But for those that are kind of into the kind of stuff that is about to happen in the audio, I hope you enjoy. Hey little bro, welcome home. Take off your shoes. It's not because mom and dad are gone for the weekend that the rules don't apply anymore, little mister. No shoes in the house, silly. Come here. Look what I made you. It's your favorite. Ramen bowls. I made them just for you. I know you could use a warm bowl right now, with how cold it is outside. Here, let me fill one up for you. There you go. So, how was your day? Did you have a good time on campus today? Did you attend any lectures? A really long one. They can be quite boring, right? But you survived. And it's Friday, so now you get to enjoy the weekend. With your older brother. That cares for you a lot. Why aren't you eating your ramen? Are you not hungry? Oh. You went and grabbed a bite after classes. Huh. No, it's just that... I just thought that... Never mind. I'm just a little disappointed that... It's okay though, it's okay. Is there anything you want to tell me? Well, I know you very well, and I can see on your face that you're a little... How do I put this? It looks like you're keeping a secret from me. You know you shouldn't keep secrets from me, right? Not ever. You can tell me everything. Anything you want. Anything, I'll listen. I'll be there for you. I wanna be supportive. Huh? You do have something to tell me? Okay. What is it? You're gay. Come on, silly. I've known you're gay for so long now. Is that your big secret? Listen, I accept you completely, how you are. I'm your older brother. I love you. Of course I do. And it doesn't matter what your orientation is. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you something myself. So, I'm bisexual, actually. Well, I've kind of done stuff with boys before, and girls. I've actually had girlfriends and boyfriends, but it never really worked out. Well, the thing is, I never could truly love them. You see, there was always this other person, that one person I couldn't stop thinking about. You could say I have a crush on a certain someone that prevents me from having relationships with anyone else. I just can't stop thinking about them. I just can't get them out of my head. I just love them so much. Anyways, I accept that you're gay. I'm happier, Gaeven. Yeah, of course I am. You have no idea. Are you planning on telling Mom and... Hey. What's that? On your neck. What is that? Is that a hickey? You have a hickey. Who gave you that hickey? Your what? Your boyfriend. You have a boyfriend. Why? I mean, why do you have a boyfriend? You shouldn't have a boyfriend. I just don't get it. You... It's not a good thing that you have a boyfriend. You see, you don't need a boyfriend. No, you don't. I don't want... I mean, you don't want a boyfriend. Because you don't need one. I can explain it to you if you want to. But we can't do it here. You see, there's something in your bedroom that can clear things up. Would you mind going into your bedroom with me? I'll show you what I mean. Everything is gonna become clear. Just come with me, okay? Trust me. Here we are. You see, there's something I need to tell you. I discovered something. Something that will alter the way you look at having a boyfriend. I'm sure of it. So, I was cleaning earlier this week. Mom asked me to. And I accidentally found something in the top drawer of your nightstand. Can you open it for me? Can you explain to me what that is? Yeah, the piece of cloth. I think that belongs to me, doesn't it, little bro? It got me thinking, why would my little brother have my boxers in his nightstand? I got curious and I decided to pick it up. I could feel why you have my boxers in your bedroom. I can see that it has white stains on it. I think those belong to you, don't they? You were masturbating with my underwear for some reason. Let's cut the bullshit, okay? I don't think you need a boyfriend because you have me. I know how you feel towards me, and I feel the same. I do. So, are you gonna break up with him? Why not? I mean, don't you see, little bro? You don't need a boyfriend when you have an older brother that loves you as much as I do. I love you. And I want you the same way you want me. The thought of you being with someone else that is not me is so disgusting. You don't understand. I don't want you to be kissing with someone else. I don't want you to be with another boy than me. Don't you see how much you mean to me? I can do whatever any other boy can do 10 times better because I know you. I know who you are as a person. I know what you need. I know how to love you. I know how to make love to you. Don't you see? I'm here for you. And I want you the way you want me. I can show you if you want. I can show you how I can do whatever it is you want me to do. I can show you how I can make you feel good like no other guy can do. I suspect you're a bottom, right, little bro? Well, then let me show you. Let me show you how good it would feel to get fucked by your older brother. Oh, you fucking imbecile. You have no idea how long I've waited for you to say that you want it. So say it. Say that the reason why you are masturbating, sniffing, licking, having my underwear probably pressed up in your face is just because you want me so bad. I know you do. What do you mean I'm scaring you? That's not the plan. I don't want to scare you. I just want you to know how much I love you, little bro. More than anyone else. More than any fucking boyfriend you could have. I want you the way you do me. So let's stop playing games. I know you want me inside you. I know you want your older brother's cock pressed up against your ass. I know you want me to fuck you like the little cunt bitch you are. I'll show you and I'll let you feel it. I'll make sure you know exactly how much I love you. Get on the bed and lay on your stomach. I want to make you feel good. Trust me. Listen, you don't have to be afraid of me. I love you. I would never hurt you. Don't you see? You are a little dumbass. You're my little dumbass. You're just a little imbecile. A little bitch that doesn't know what is good for him. Luckily for you, you have me. I care about you. I want you to feel good. I am your whole world. Don't you see? You belong to me. And I belong to you. You are mine, little bro. I am destined for you. No one else. Not your fucking boyfriend. Me. See? Your little ass is begging me for it. That perfect, round booty of yours. Completely exposed when I pull down your sweatpants. I want to do so many dirty things to you. I want to make you feel good. Say it. Say you want me to do it. And I'll do it. I'll make you feel so much better than any boy can make you feel. I know you. I know exactly what's good for you. I know what you want. Don't you see? I have experience. Let me show it to you. I know how to prep you for what's to come. Just take this pillow. and put it underneath your hips. Make sure your booty is nice and exposed and lifted upwards. Then arch your back and let me go down on you. I want it, and you want it too. I know you do, you little moron. I'll make you wet and ready for it. I'm going to use my mouth on you. You'll see what I mean. You'll see. Good. Whimper for me, little bitch. You're mine. Do you see now? I bet your boyfriend can't go down on you like this. Preparing your hole. Making it so wet and ready for it. You don't have to do anything. Just enjoy this. Enjoy feeling your older brother's tongue pressed against your butthole. Making you so wet on your most sensitive parts. You're getting so wet. And so ready for my cock. Don't worry. You don't have to be patient for long. Soon enough, I'll be inside you. So deep. Look at you. Just laying here. Waiting for it. I know you want this. I know you do. Even though you say you don't. I can see it in your eyes. You're waiting for it, aren't you? My precious little boy. My precious younger brother. I love you. Don't be scared now, okay? It might hurt a bit, but I promise it won't hurt for long. You're gonna love this. You're quite tight. Exactly how I envisioned it. This is exactly what I thought you would feel like. My little brother. So tight. So tight and warm. Your ass gripping on my cock. You want this, huh? Say it. Say you want it. I'll press a bit deeper now. Okay? I'll scratch that itch for you. I'll go so deep and show you exactly why you don't need a fucking boyfriend when you have an older brother with a perfect cock like mine. That's it. Whimper for me, little bro. Whimper for me. Tell me exactly how much you're liking this. Your little sounds, they're making me go feral. You want it a little harder? Oh well, I guess I'll just clap your ass then. Mm. Make sure your back is nice and arched. Oh, you fucking little cum slut. See? See how much you want this. See how much you want my cock deeper and deeper. Fucking you so good. You little imbecile. Why didn't you ask me earlier? You've had so many opportunities for me to go inside you. Uh-huh. I know you've been wanting me to fuck you for so long. Then why did it take me finding my underwear so deep hidden in your drawers for me to know that you wanted it too? You're such a little moron. A little cum bitch that doesn't know what's good for him. Getting a boyfriend while the best cock you could ever have is right here with me, your older brother. You're mine. You're mine and no one else's. You got that? You're mine. My little bottom. Mine to fuck whenever I want. Mine to be. Mine to be fucked. I promise, I'm not going to fuck anyone but you. My cock belongs to you. I know you're enjoying this. I know you are. You silly little slut. Oh, you're so tight. You're so fucking tight. Am I your first time? I see. You are saving yourself up for me, weren't you? No one else has been inside you. I know you are a virgin. You wanted your older brother to take your virginity. Don't struggle this hard. I know you're enjoying this. I can hear it by your moans. I'm going to rail the absolute fuck out of you, okay? I'm talking hard, rough sex. I want you to feel this for another week. For the whole weekend, I want you to feel how hard I've been inside you. Oh, your ass. Oh, your fucking ass. I've been wanting to take a piece of your ass for so long. No one is going to fuck you the same way I do. With this much passion, with this much force. I know you're not going to take any other cock ever. I love you. You little bitch whore. Yeah. You want my cum? You want your brother to come in you? Yeah. There you go. The proof. Everything you've ever wanted is in your ass right now. A fat cum load. Your brother's fat cock milk. You wanted my jizz, and now you got it. A fat load deep inside your ass. If you were a girl, you would be fucking pregnant right now. But lucky for you, you're not. You're not. You're my cum boy. My good, good boy. Taking my cum. Just so good. Do you see now? You don't need a boyfriend. You have your older brother. I love you. And I'll be there whenever you want. I'll be there with my heart, cock, ready for you to take it. I'll let you even suck it. I'll let you ride it, suck it, take it in. And I'll fuck you doggy style. I'll raw dog you and squirt my cum in you the many times you want. Mom and Dad won't ever know. They don't have to know about us. You are mine. There's just something I want to ask of you. Whenever you have any thoughts about another boy that is not me, I want you to tell me. Just tell me who they are, and I promise you won't have to crush on them any longer. I'll take care of stuff for you. Anything for you. Anything to ensure that my precious little brother is mine forever. And mine alone. I love you. I'll pull out now. Okay. So much cum. I've saved that for you. I've never touched myself, or never fucked anyone but you, or never came in someone. So you have the biggest load you could ever wish for in yourself right now. I want you to keep it in for as long as you want, for as long as possible. Come here. Come. We're going to cuddle. I also want you to realize that I can be more than just a sex partner to you. I love you. I can go through your hair, call you many pet names, whisper in your ear until you fall asleep on my chest. I want nothing more right now to have some wholesome moments with you. I want you to fall asleep in my arms. Is that okay? I want you to be mine in all kinds of ways. Shh. It's okay. You can rest now. You can recover from us making love. You're gonna need some time to get your body energized again. Take some rest. Please. I want you to be well rested. Before we go again. And again. And again. Until you're my broken little sub. And you're so dependent on my cock that you can think of nothing else.